From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Ed Gordon is away. Teens will have a tough time finding work this summer, so says a recent report by the Center for Labor Market Studies at Northeastern University. Last year, the percentage of teens with jobs hit its lowest point in more than 50 years. A sluggish economy is just one factor. NPR's Allison Keyes has more.
18-year-old Chicagoan Nakia Carter says she and her friends have spent several months pounding the pavement looking for a job, but she hasn't had much luck.
I mean, because of the lack of experience and also because I still haven't graduated from high school, you know, a lot of employers aren't hiring for me right now.
Carter, an African-American high school senior, says she's tried just about everything to catch the attention of a potential employer.
I've gone based upon things like different help wanted ads in the Chicago Reader. I also put myself on the Illinois Skills Match website where you can put your skills that you have in the computer and they will match you to different employers that are hiring. I've just put on a suit and gone out to different places and asked if they were hiring. I've also gone to the mall early in the morning and just went through every store, basically, and asked them if they were hiring, if I can have an application. If they're not hiring, can I still have an application to fill out?
Carter thinks companies are choosing to hire college students home for the summer instead of high school-aged young people. But Teens for Hire founder Renee Ward says the problem is more complicated. The California-based website matches teens looking for jobs with potential employers. Ward says the trend of young people being closed out of the job market began back in 2001. There were several contributing factors, including a sluggish economy, accounting scandals at huge companies, and, she says, the terror attacks on September 11th.
There were tons and tons of layoffs and lots of adults who could not find opportunities. In addition, you had a growing labor market in terms of age, so you have many more retirees or potential retirees who needed additional income that are going back into or continuing to stay in the labor market.
Also, Ward says employers often choose to hire older workers over teen applicants.
That's what some of the employers will say to us, is that, you know what, given the opportunity that we have an influx of other quality talent in the marketplace, we want the best person for the job. And in reality, that might be that older, more experienced person that they don't have to train in terms of customer service skills and things of that nature.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the national unemployment rate for 16 to 19-year-olds last month was 17.9%, the same as it was in May 2003. For white teens, the rate last month was 15.9%. The rate for Hispanics was 19.9%, and for African Americans, it was 36.6%. Ward thinks the racial disparity may be partly because teens of color may not have access to the same networking avenues through employee referral programs as other young people, and she questions whether discrimination may be a factor. But she says the website studies show that teens who have trouble getting a job now often have the same problem later in life. Nakia Carter worries about the same thing.
I think me not being able to work now and not having a lot of skills in different areas will affect me getting a job in the future because a lot of places are based upon skill and based upon experience.
Plus, there's a practical issue.
And especially it's hard for us, you know, high school seniors, because we're going off to college in the fall. So we would like to go off to college with some money.
Ward urges teens who cannot find a job to try creating their own businesses, like DJing, party planning, or lawn mowing to make some money. She also suggests that volunteering is a good alternative because such activities look good on job and college applications. Allison Keyes, NPR News.